I'll be speaking English. 我会用英语讲这个。今天的信息是take heed lest you fall. I'm going to share to you this message about taking heed lest you fall. And as I was praying and thinking about what topic that I should share, I received an email from one of my schoolmate. 我从菲律宾收到这个 email, 收到 there's a news that the kidnapper, the Chinese kidnapper mastermind helping the gang. And who's the person? That person is a friend of mine. And they asked me, do you know this guy from Bat 77? I said, why, sure, I know. 这个是我以前的同学。不但是我的同学，也是参加我们的那个查经班。It's also a Bible study member, and also goes to church. And we play basketball together. I last saw him about 10 years ago. So, 他是基督徒, he's a Christian. He's a church member. He's active in church before. He's Christian more than 20 years. 做基督徒过了二十几年。And he's a Bible study member. So, as I reflect, 我在思想我今天要讲什么,这个很重要的是, today I'd like to share you very urgent matters concerning our own lives and what had happened, because it shocked me. When they sent me this email, I said, what happened? Christian, does a Christian safe from doing these things? Are Christians immune to all this problem? So I thought, I can be like that also. One of these days, that's the policeman. Actually, what had happened was, I was asking him what happened, and he sent me a patrol link so I can watch the whole thing on video. And he was telling him how he set up the crime, how he did all of these things. And he was talking and frank to them. And this is what happened. And as I look into the issue, why Christians fall, 为什么基督徒跌倒? And I was looking at some good articles from the internet. I saw one from Wayne Jackson. Some fall because of persecution. And when you read the parables, a lot of us get excited about Christianity, think about a lot of promises. But we, in Matthew 13:21, we fall to the shallow soil. So grow excited, then fall away. Or some have natural disaster, like flood and a lot of things, then hardship of life, we fall away. Others fall away because of neglect, that there's no follow-up in the church. That's why we encourage all of us to attend church. 我们必须要每个星期要做礼拜。We should be faithfully attending. And any harmful entanglements with the world must be severed. If we know anything that will harm our relationship with God and purposely do it, it's going to lead this problem. The other thing that's important is personal study of meditation and study of Word of God. It's important that we have daily devotion. 我们每天都要读圣经，都要祷告。If not, we will fall away. The other thing is active involvement in the salvation of others. Are we concerned for other people, or we're just living the lives for ourselves? The other thing is the cares, riches, and pleasures. We like to earn money, and sometimes we have more money than we forget. Or sometimes we don't have money, so we're angry with God. So we lost our job, we lost our possessions, and then we blame God and we fall away. Some are seduced by false teaching. Here in the Tri-City, we have different teachings like Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, and other things. Or others like to get rich. So in some people like to pray to get rich and to draw on lots and to get rich. And some have unrealistic view of conversion. People think that you become a Christian, then you have a happy life and everything will be good. No. When we become Christian, the more there is going to be hardship, the more there is going to be pain, the more there is going to be sorrow. Why? Because we know that we are happy or we are joyful because of what is in us rather than what is around us. So this is important to know. The other thing is some of the brothers and sisters in church, like me also, we are judgmental. And we cause some of other members to fall away. So we have to be careful and be sensitive to new Christians and to the needs. So one of the reasons is that people fall away because we are not sensitive to the new person, new people here in church. So are we doing that? Are we approaching new members? The other thing is some never learn to receive considerate correction. As parents, we try to correct children. I know it's very hard, but we try our best. We're not perfect, but we try to correct. And as Christians, we need to learn to be corrected. The hardest thing for me to be is to be corrected also. So we should learn to be corrected. If we are wrong, we need to be corrected. And some never learn to deal with church difficulties. Expecting a lot from the church and thinking that we're living in heaven right now. And others has misplaced confidence. Some think because we should have the pastor or who should be our model. Our model is Christ. We don't look and so and say that because he stumbled, then we should be also like that. Now let us learn from history. Warning from Israel's history. About 3,000 years ago, the Israelites, they were enslaved. 我们像那个犹太人在埃及, we are under the bondage of the Pharaoh. We work for him 24/7. We have no rights. We are told what to do, and they feed us. Like the Israelites, we are all in bondage by the world and our sinful habits and by Satan. But what did God do? God called the Israelites out. And remember, this big group of Israelites were brothers and sisters, were all under the cloud, and they passed through the sea. Would it be exciting for us to see Moses, God opening the Red Sea and the 10 plagues? Just imagine we are in that time capsule. 我们在一起,3000年前在一起. And we have seen the Red Sea. We have seen the plagues. We have seen how God opened the path. And how near death. Have you experienced near death experience? Like you almost died? I think when, have you drive a car and almost hit something? Yeah. When you are driving, 你开车开了很, I mean, that's a near-death experience. And the other thing is, about a couple of months ago, I was stranded in the Columbia River. When the jet ski got stuck there in the middle of the river. Because one of the jet ski is malfunctioned, so they said, why don't you drive down the bank so that you can get it off the side there, because you cannot load it. So I tried riding the jet ski, and in the middle of the river, it stopped. And it was about 5:30. Nobody was there. So what will happen if the jet ski, you will just float through there, Columbia River, down, go down all the way. So, there are many experiences like that. 我们在我们的生活当中有许多那个经历, 就是 near death and all these things. But the Israelites experienced that. The Jews experienced that. They were together as a group. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud of the sea. So, as a group, we have gone through that sea experience. And what had happened was that they have walked through the sea, they have ate the manna, they have the feeding. Like us, as a Christians, as a group, all of us, we have left the land of Egypt. 我们离开了埃及. The land of Egypt offers us a lot of things. The world. We have food. We have security. As long as you work for the world, they will pay you. But you have to follow the worldly system. We have to follow the standard. But after we leave, then we get baptized. And we ate the spiritual food and drink the milk or the rock of Christ. So we get baptized in our lives. We become Christians. And the group also. How many made it to the promised land? Huh? 几个人进去那个? How many? Only two. 只有两个人. So they started out with Egypt. They have relationship with God. Then they are chosen people, but unbelief. Because Israel fall. We will also be like them. That's why today's message, as I was reading and understanding myself, we have to learn from people 3,000 years ago. We are like that group of people also. 我们跟他们都相同. Human behavior didn't change 3,000 years ago. We experience the same thing. A lot of times I would say, I would only believe if God will show me directly, but these people seen, 他们本身经验到, they have experienced it. And what happened? Majority died. Only two went in. So that's example for us to follow. And a lot of things come from the heart. Okay? Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. What they said is to keep us from setting our hearts and evil things. Our heart like to see evil, think evil, and cling onto evil things. Imagine the Israelites. They have seen God work. They have seen and tasted the manna. Like us, we have seen and tasted God's goodness. We have seen and tasted God's salvation. We know as a group, we have that experience. But what happens? Our heart, woman to sin, we like to, every day when we go out to the world, we like to cling unto evil. And what did God say? Guard your heart. And especially He said, do not be idolaters, as some of them, and the people ate and drink and indulged in revelry. Okay, this I repeated. 这个很重要, idolaters. Why? We love ourselves. We idolize ourselves. That's our number one problem. As students, we always think of how to get good grades, but we don't want to mind about our classmates. As husband and wife, we always think that my wife is picking on me, or my husband is abusing me, or always like that, criticizing what I wear, or what, criticizing my hair, or not paying attention to my details. As a father and child, we always say, why this child disobedient? He doesn't understand me. The child tell the father, you don't understand me. I am like that. Mother and children also. Mother said, you should listen to me and my culture. Child said, I'm here in America. You have to follow my culture. I have to ask you why. You ask me why. And all of these things, the self comes out and there is conflict. And there is problems. That's why this idolatry of self should stop. And there is relationship problem. Communication is important. In church, even among co-workers, we need to talk with one another. Sometimes we carry on the bad habits of, oh, this is my way or not, I will not do this ministry. Or, this ministry is mine, I will do what I want. Or, this is an organization, I'm in control. No, but we should think, idolatry is a big problem, and it's carried from society to us and to ourselves. And the other thing, idolatry is what? The money. We think that we worship money, we say we don't, but our action tells us we do. So, we have to check ourselves, I have to check myself. If we will pay $100 more for coming to church, I think the church will be full. But you think of it. Why are we like that? So, idolatry and self-gratification. People like to eat and drink and indulge in revelry. Because we are trying to satisfy ourselves. And ourself is a problem. Within our heart, the Israelite experienced it. It's not that they didn't see it. They were first-hand experience. A lot of times we will say that, if I have seen God, they have seen God. And yet after seeing God, they commit the same problem. And only two made it. So that is our example. And we like lively enjoyment, eating, drinking, noise, dancing, and revelry. This is indulge. We're not saying it is wrong to have fun. But what happens if you indulge so much that we forget our neighbors, we forget people who are unemployed nowadays, people who lost their job, and we are trying to indulge in a lot of things. And the important thing here is this. When do we really celebrate in church? One thing that's often overlooked in church is the celebration of the Lord's Supper, 圣餐. When we should celebrate, that is the climax of Christ's death. That's why it's important that we, when we have communion, we should think of Christ's death and why are we celebrating? Because we're in memory of Him. That is very important. When we have the Holy Communion, or 圣餐, our attitude should be, we are praising God, and our attitude should be, we are nothing, By the grace of God, we are here today. That's why in the next worship service we have, in the next time when you come to a Holy Communion, think of it, the body and blood of Christ is being remembered, is being received by us. That's important. Because even Corinthians say that we should receive it with honor and not with dishonor. Okay? And one important thing also that I like to share with us is this food. We like to eat as Chinese, 中国人喜欢吃. So the important thing is let's encourage one another that we have to cut down, like me also, I'm trying to cut down. That part of our time, we spend too much time eating and less time in studying the Word of God. If you see this, you'd spend an hour eating. But if you see the Bible, you spend an hour eating God's Word. So that's the thing. I mean, we like to celebrate and eat. But let's indulge in God's Word. Our attitude toward God's Word is so poor that we don't do that. And number one problem nowadays is sexual immorality in the United States and over the world. So every 39 seconds, 39秒, pornographic video is being made. There is 1.5 billion pornographic internet downloads a month. 一个月1.5 billion downloads. 这是那个网上. If you transform the 1.5 billion download message of Jesus Christ, that would be good, isn't it? But what's the download? Pornographic material. This is affecting everyone. It affects me, affects everyone. Because why? Satan likes to use things that are our desire. If it's not our desire, it's not going to work. That's why the world, this has been the problem 3,000 years ago. And this is going to affect marriages. It affects young people. It affects old people. And it affects everyone. So, 网上 is a big problem. And 2005 and 2006, billions of dollars. If there is no buyer, where do the money go? So this is a problem. We have to guard ourselves. We heard a Moody Radio, they have shared an interesting story. One of the Christian worker, he has problem with this also. So what he did in his internet, he have a face screensaver of Christ there and music from Moody Radio. So that when the music comes and the temptation comes, he will listen to Christian music and see what's that, then he will turn it off. Because this is very addicting. 好多人有这个问题. And when you go to a Chinese store, everywhere you could see a lot of DVD, a lot of this around. I mean, anywhere you go, California or Vancouver, a lot of pornographic material. So this is a big problem. The other thing is immorality, affair. I mean, as men and women, we are attracted to opposite sex. If you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're always attracted. Husband and wife doesn't make you immune. So it's important to control our thoughts. It's important for us not to let the emotions run wild. Testing will come, but the emotions really come to each one of us. That's why we have to talk in official business. Avoid counseling the opposite sex. Avoid sharing too much your emotions about your husband's problem to opposite sex. Talk with your counselor or pastor. Because that's when we have seen pastors fall, leaders fall, because of this problem. That's why sex, emotion, these are real. This happened 3,000 years ago, and God is warning the people there. As you could see, this happens also. Infidelity. So, as Christians, what had happened in America, we have a lot of divorce problem, family problem. And as Christians, the statistics show that Christians have almost the same number as divorces as non-Christians. So it's a big problem. We should not test Christ because we can be killed by snakes. What are snakes? Snakes represent Satan and how the world's going to kill you. I'm an infectious disease doctor, and I have seen how people are killed by snakes. In the Philippines, they get bitten, they bleed, or they get paralyzed. But I have seen people who use drugs 20 to 30 years ago, and they develop hepatitis C, and they regret. Some people use only once. Some people use it twice. And they get hooked. You get bitten by the snake. Snake of addiction. Some people use drugs in the 60s and 70s and find out they have cirrhosis, ganyinghua. And it's too late. I mean, they either need a transplant or some develop HIV, AIDS. People think it was fun in the 60s. Free love, free sex, free hepatitis C. People didn't know better then, and they catch up to you 30 to 40 years later. So gone are the days that you can say, let the young people experience and they will learn from it. You can't do it this way because there are certain things cannot be reversed. So you'll be killed by the snake. Because once you get addicted, then you really get it. And marijuana also, this is a big problem also here in America. So you get addicted. The modern prodigal son is this. The brother came, but the older brother was not happy because of what the father did. So what he did, he said, I will leave and experience it myself and learn. So let us not be like the older prodigal son who get envy of his brother and try to experience the world himself. Another problem is what? We refuse to listen to the knocking of Christ. Christ always knocks at the door and convicts us. But if we keep him out, he will let the snake bite you and maybe kill you. One of the reasons also is ungrateful Christian. We grumble a lot. When the Israelites had the manna and the water, what did they ask for? Meat. So we like more and more. One of the problems with Christians and our even parents, sometimes we have problem with children. The more you give them, the more they ask. So, and ourselves also, the more we have, the more we want. So, it's important that we count our blessing. Nowadays, we have the recession, which reminds us that what we have in this world is not secure. We cannot rely on money. We cannot rely on our savings. We cannot rely on our own effort. So these things happened 3,000 years ago to remind us that we cannot go on like this. We need to be like the Israelites, be awakened to understand our situation. So that when you think you're standing firm, be careful, lest we fall. And no temptation has overtaken men. All of us are struggling each day. Every time you go to work, every time we open our door or talk with somebody or come to fellowship, there's always temptation. And when Jesus Christ experienced temptation, he experienced the three basic ones. That's Christ with counting Satan. First is hunger, physical hunger. I get irritated when I'm hungry, and Marlene knows that. That's why we get annoyed if you're physically hungry or tired. That's why when we are tired, avoid doing things that will precipitate anger. Or Satan promised riches. If you want to get rich, who doesn't want to get rich? All of us want to get rich. I mean, that's the motivation of capitalism. But Christ was offered to be rich instantly, the whole world. Or can you sell your soul to Satan so that I can become a number one scientist in the world, number one musician, number one in this field? You can, and every day we are doing it gradually. If we compromise by not reading God's word, by not coming to church, that's how we do it, slowly. God gives us standard, but we sell out slowly until the whole process eats up us up. The other thing is power and fame. Christ was told to jump down for the cliff. We can show we're powerful. We can show we're invincible. But Christ didn't succumb to the testing of Satan. So when you're tempted, he always provide a way of escape. So there's no excuse for each one of us that, oh, this temptation is too hard. I'm too weak. He is promised a way of escape. So, what should we do? We should always know the signs of a faltering faith. Use God's word, not man's word. We listen to man's advice a lot. That's why it's important for us to read God's word every day. If we are lured by the pressures of life, earn more money, earn more fame, earn more possessions, and forget about God's word. This tells us God's word is like a two-edged sword. It's going to cut us, open us up. Each day, if we go to work angry, disappointed, afraid, something is wrong. It means that we haven't allowed God's word to cut us, clean us, tidy us, and apply God's remedy, not human remedy. We like to use human effort. No, we cannot. One thing that allows me to learn from this is that if I'm in a hurry and try to do things, then it messes up the whole day. But if you pray until God has spoken to you in that day, you notice a big change in your life. If you know the start of your day that something is not right, it will go wrong. You don't have the love of Christ in you or me, then that's the problem. We can deceive ourselves in thinking, oh, 这个人很爱主, he or she goes to church, serve in choir, or all these things. No, we cannot use human standard. We can only see what is outside. What is inside is rotten. That's why you cannot judge, saying that we can be Christ-like. Or we can say that, oh, I'm not be contaminated by this evil companion. You know those guys like to use drugs. You know those guys like to go and party or talk about women or watch about bad movies. I said, oh, I can withstand temptation. I'm very strong. 我很强. Or then you know they like to go partying around always. Then you're going to be affected. Or we become apathetic. We lost the first love. That's why we have to check ourselves today. Do we really love Christ that much today? Do I love Christ like what I did before? 我们以前爱主的心是不是这样? If not, then something is wrong. Lukewarmness, which is being too hot, not too hot, not too cold. That's what Christ will spit out. A lot of us have become apathetic. We said, no, it's hopeless. That's why we have to be fervent in spirit. And we always think we can be above temptation. And we are proud. And the other thing is, we think we can be here because we have become faithful before. No, we cannot. Each day is different. And you realize, I have realized that we have to be humble each moment because you can do and I can do things that is beyond imagination. And a lot of times we listen to the preaching, but we're not obedient. We feel that we are. No. 我们真的要行, we have to do what we believe. Knowing is not equivalent. Learning head knowledge is useless. 我们只知道没有用. We have to carry it out. Because without carrying it out, it's not integrated. Faith without obedience, faith without works is dead. So for we walk by faith, not by sight. We're confident that we can work it through Christ. So our message today in review is that take heed lest you fall. We need to be very careful on what we do. Because God has warned us through the Israelites 3,000 years ago. If we're idolaters, we indulge in sexual things, we try to gratify our own, we'll be like the Israelite, destroyed by the snake, and we will know why only two went into the promised land. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that as I've seen my friend stumble, I'm no better. I pray for myself and all of us here. As we experience being born again, being baptized, tasting your word, tasting the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, remind each one of us to be humble, to rely upon you always. Because temptation will come. The world, the flesh, and Satan will come and attack us. Sober our thoughts so that each day we'll be on guard. And like Caleb and Joshua, we can go to the promised land in joy. Lord, teach us to humble ourselves. And yet, Lord, we thank you that you always promise us. You are faithful. You'll provide a way of escape. Lord, right now as I pray, within our midst, Lord, within my heart, there are always struggle. Lord, free us from whatever is bothering right us right now. Each one of us, in our mind, in our hearts, their habits, their anger, their bitterness, their sexual sins, sexual thoughts, our love for money, our love for the flesh, our love for power, our love for ourselves. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, may you change us. May you teach us to take heed lest we fall. And we promise you, Lord, that we're going to walk a life of faith in you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.